renewed. Oh, this sweet with all the time. Come and dine, the master call it, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. The disciples came to let, thus obeying Christ's command. For the master called unto them, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Does he satisfy the hungry every time? Come and dine, the master call it, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assembled be. What will be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white. Jesus, they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the master call it, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. Come and dine, the master call it, come and dine. You may feed at Jesus' table all the time. You fed the multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine.
Amen. If sister can find that song, it's How Great Thou Art. O Lord my God, when I look around, people, brother and sister, they are making big other things, whatever is car, maybe phones, maybe whatever it can be, shiny, brother. But look around what he did. Let's sing and glorify his name, brother and sister. Amen. Amen. Key A. No, C, C.
O Lord my God, when I awesome wonder, consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the star, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power through thou the universe display. Yes, dancing my soul, my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great. went through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the tree. When I look down from lofty mountains grander, in either brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Posted that quote, how to quiet ourselves and come to place that Spirit of God can speak to us. I think this is the place where we should come down. And brother and sister, it looks like it's same. I think Brother Abraham says that about when Noah said that rain will come, people couldn't believe. But we sang, he will come and take me home. Brother and sister, let's something within inspire us thinking spiritually and to be in spirit. Maybe we can sing that song, John was in the spirit, and we will ask Brother Willie, he can come open the word of prayer. Amen. Amen. Let's God inspire us. Let's God inspire brother who is preparing. Amen for service. Let's all be inspired in the spirit of the Lord. Amen. Key A. John was in the spirit on the Lord's day,
He heard voice from heaven, and this is what he said. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Behold, I live forevermore. Behold, I live, behold, I live, behold, I live forevermore. Hallelujah, behold, I live, behold, I live, behold, I live forevermore. John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, heard voice from heaven, and this is what he said. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Behold, I live forevermore. Behold, I live, behold, I live, behold, I live forevermore. Hallelujah, behold, I live, behold, I live, behold, I live forevermore. Oh, behold, behold, I live, behold, I live, behold, I live forevermore. Hallelujah, behold, I live, behold, I live, behold, I live forevermore.
Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, once more, Lord, we come before you this evening just to thank you for your grace, your mercies, your loving kindness towards us, Father. What a thing to know that the Creator of heavens and earth, as is all attention on us tonight, Lord, just to hear us sing and praise you, Father. Unworthy as we are, Lord, help us tonight that we may enter into that fellowship with you, that we may enter into that same accord and sing you the songs, Lord, that would please you, O Father, songs that would bring your presence fully in our midst, and that, Father, when the word comes, it will just cement in our hearts, Lord. Father, may they be such a blessing tonight in this place that Lord Jesus will speak of it for many, many years to come, O God. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord, even as we commit this worship into your hands. Bless the saints that are not here. We commit them into your hands also. Be with them, O Father. Lord, we commit all things to you now.
Amen.
And ask this blessing in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother just mentioned something. This will be blessing that we will mention for many years. Oh, brother and sister. Amen. 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 Let's sing maybe that give me that old time religion, O Lord. Amen. With heart desire. We speak to Lord, we worship him. Amen. Give me that old religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that. Yes, Lord, give to me, please. It's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good. It's so good. Amen. It's the old-time Holy Spirit. And the devil won't go near it. That's the reason people fear it. But it's good enough for me. Give me that, yes, Lord.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It will make you stop your lying. It will save you when you're dying. It will stop the devil flying. And it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And it's good enough for me. Oh, it's so good, I want no other. For it makes me love my brother. Takes him from undercover. And it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that, yes, Lord, religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that, yes, Lord, religion. And it's good enough for me. I've been delivered. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, delivered by His grace. Thank you, Lord, of sins are broken. I am delivered. Praise the Lord. There is a big change in me. Big change in me. I am so happy. I am so free. It took me out of bondage, out of liberty. Oh, big change in me. There is a big change in me. Big change in me. I am so happy. I am so free. Took me out of bondage, out of liberty. Oh, big change in me. I've been delivered. Praise the Lord. I've been delivered by His grace. All the bonds of sins are broken. I am delivered. Praise the Lord. I've been delivered. Praise the Lord. I've been delivered by His grace. Of sins are broken. I am delivered. Praise the Lord. There is a big change in me. Big change in me. I am so happy. I am so free. It took me out of bondage and to liberty. Big change in me. In that wrong I will hide. In its shadow I will abide. When the storms of life, in that room I will hide. In that room I will hide. In its shadow I will live. Storms of life come sweeping over me. In that road I will hide. What fellowship, all the joy divine, leaning on the everlasting God. Leaning on the everlasting God, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting God. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting God. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting God. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting I have blessed peace with my Lord's on thee. Leaning on the everlasting leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Everlasting God, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting God.
Amen. Devil will not leave you to enjoy in the Lord, brother and sister. He will come to push his things on you. That's why it says song, every promise in the book is mine. You have to press your way, brother and sister. Amen. Believe and trust in the Lord. Amen. Let's sing that song. Every promise in the book is mine. He will throw on you feeling. He will throw on you everything. Just deny those things. Amen. Amen. Key. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. If it's sickness that you feel and your body isn't well, remember He's the great physician and in Him all life dwells. Cast your cares on Jesus and you'll find you'll soon be whole. Believe His word and promise, all is mine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. I am trusting in His love divine.
find every promise in the book is mine. You might ask him for the salvation of one of your close relations, one you truly love is caught far away. Look, yes, this evening, and by faith stake your claim. Trust in God and call upon his name. Yes, amen. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, in every line, I am trusting in his love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. You may find you lost the passion, maybe because of your poor reaction. All life is in that faith, and does he really care? Look unto the Lord, and you'll find he's always there. Believe his word and trust our God, he cares. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, in every line, and trusting in his love divine. Every promise in the book is mine.
There is another good song. It says, justified, justified. He will come to remind you what you didn't do it, what you did it. But Word of God says, he looked at your picture from eternity, brother and sister. That's important thing, brother. Be encouraged to look on yourself how he is looking at you, brother and sister. Amen. Amen. He says, you are justified. You didn't do it at first place. Amen. Let's confess, singing to his glory. Amen. I was sitting alone and wondering about what I am supposed to do. I can't deny the times I made mistakes. I can't in from him he knew. But I knew that deep within myself I felt sorry, honest I do. So I just cried and said, forgive me, Lord, forgive me again, will you? Oh, justify, oh, justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justified, justified, justified. Oh, justify. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. So often I'm discouraged when I count the times I fall, 'cause he promised I'd be victorious when I know I am not at all. Then I heard an eager scream, its voice quickened my soul. He said, you're not done it in the first place, you justify. Oh, justify. Oh, justify. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. Justify, thank you, Lord. Oh, justify. You have not done it in the first place, you justify.
He looked at your perfect picture without blame, spot or wrinkle. He didn't look at you where you are now. He looked from eternity. He said you just have in that body. You bypassed your theophany. You have not done it in the first place. You justify. Oh, justify. Oh, justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify. Justify. Oh, justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify. Amen. Song says, we've got the power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's agree together. Amen. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Thou Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Give me your hand, let's agree together. All our enemies at our feet, whoever bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. In the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. Thank you, Lord. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Thou Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. For many years now, Satan tried to stop us, but the church of Jesus is still alive. Like a mighty army, we keep marching on, winning every battle with the Lord by our side. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Thou Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power
in the name of Jesus.
We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Thou Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for
for the power and authority that you have given unto us. Though Satan will rage, storms will rise, or even as the scripture says, when they shall come in even like a flood. Hallelujah. Oh, the Spirit of God is always there to raise a standard. And he has given us authority, power. The power already is in there, as the prophet said. Praise the Lord. We have authority. So we are using that power tonight, that authority we have, to cast out every work of Satan, any presence of the work of the enemy. Tonight, we send them far away from here in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You are welcome tonight in the house of God. Oh, we are always assured by what Jesus himself said, that where two or three are gathered together in his name, he's always in the midst of the people. And he promised when he stood that day, when John and the island of Patmos, when he heard that voice and turned to see him, already he saw him standing in the midst of seven golden candlesticks, which stands for the church. So he's always in the midst of his church. Amen. So tonight he's here. And we welcome the Holy Spirit in our midst. Now we give everything to the Holy Spirit, the pulpit, the pews everywhere, that he sweep over us tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Sweep over our souls, oh, sweep over our souls, sweet Spirit, oh, sweep over our souls, our rest is complete. While I sit at your feet, oh, sweet Spirit, sweep over us. Let's sing it once again, another time. Oh, sweep over. Yes, Lord Jesus. We come before you this evening, Lord, thanking you, Lord Jesus, for the day so far, oh God. Oh, in our homes, Lord, we thank you for your sustaining power. In our working places, Lord, we thank you for the strength, Lord, you gave to us. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you, oh God, that this evening, Lord, we find ourselves right in your presence, Lord. And what we are seeking now, Lord, whilst we sit at your feet tonight, Lord. Oh, let the Spirit sweep over us now, Lord. Oh, that's what, oh God, we are seeking. Sweep over us, Lord Jesus, over our souls tonight. Oh, that Lord Jesus, all that you have for us tonight, Lord, here we are, oh God, with all humility, Lord, with a broken spirit, contrite hearts, Lord, we lay before you, Lord Jesus. We sit at your feet tonight, Lord, that, oh God, you speak and minister your word into our souls, Lord. So, Father, even as we read your word, oh God, oh, Lord, come take your word. Oh, make it a living bread unto us. Lord Jesus, that's all that we seek tonight, oh God. We commit, Lord Jesus, our brethren who are not here, Lord, into your hands. We know that, Lord, it's for good purpose, Lord. They are not here. You know where they are, Lord. Father, we don't want to take every blessing, Lord. Father, reach them also wherever they are, oh God, and bless them, Lord Jesus, as much as, Lord, we shall receive here, Lord, tonight. Father, same also, we want to remember, Lord, our pastor, oh God, this moment, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, you, Lord, bless him, oh God. Father, we thank you once again, even for all the Lord you did for us, Lord, over in our worker, Lord. And as we have come tonight, Lord, we are coming to take accounts, Lord Jesus, of the blessings that, oh God, you showered upon us, and what, Lord, you expect us, oh God, to do From this time on, Lord God, we want to hear from you, Lord Jesus, what you want us to do now. We thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you for coming. Let's read the two scriptures as we are still standing. Last Sunday, I read one of the scriptures that we are going to read, even the two scriptures we read last Sunday. You know, last Sunday, we took a responsibility as parents and raised our hands, praise the Lord, for our children at that time at the battlefront, just like the hands of Moses was raised while Joshua was on the battlefield fighting the enemies. And any time that Moses' hands was lifted up, the children of Israel prevailed. Amen. So to keep his hands up, as we all know, Aaron and Hur lifted the two hands of Moses, and Joshua discomfited the enemies, the Amalek. Amen. So that was exactly what Sunday we were backing our youth and children over there in Awoka. And tonight, as we have come, let's see what the Lord had for us. Praise God. We turn to Isaiah 35. 3-8. Isaiah 35:3-8. Let's hear the word of God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the eyes of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched grounds shall become a pool, and the thirsty land spring of water, in the habitation of dragons. Where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. Verse 8, and an highway shall be there, a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. But it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. Amen. Amen. And I'll just read Hebrews 12:12, just one verse. Hebrews 12:12. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. So powerful, O God. The Lord Jesus, it takes the Holy Spirit, the author of the word of God, to bring, Lord Jesus, the inspiration. So, Lord, we set ourselves away, O God. Me particularly, Lord Jesus, I completely diminish, Lord. That Father, you will increase this moment and speak to us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? my daughter reminded me, said, you have been saying avoca, avoca, avoca. It's not avoca. he always checks me, eh? She will always check me. Said, it's avoca. I said, okay, thank you. Amen. So, avoca amano, eh? It's O. Avoca.
But they are in a town called Avoca.
Ah. Amen. So I wasn't as wrong as listen. So Angel, I wasn't all that wrong, you see. Amen. God bless you for giving us how the whole thing is. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, my brethren, we all know what happened over there. And we are believing by faith that something has taken place in the heart of our children and youth. How many believe that? Amen. Yes. We believe that something has taken place. As they went, they never came back the same. Praise God. We believe it. That's where our faith holds. For our youth, that they never came back the same. They are now away from where they were before. They have moved on to another plane. Praise God. And so, tonight, we need to seek the face of the Lord. That now where they are now, what next, Lord? What next? Praise God. What next? Already we have been encouraged, we the parents, standing in as Moses, and they being the Joshua at the battlefront. We have raised our hands, and they have discomfited all the spiritual Amalek. Amen. So what next, Lord? And from the scripture that we've just read, Isaiah 35, the Lord is encouraging us that we strengthen every weak hands now. We strengthen every weak hands and confirm feeble knees. Amen. Every morning, I really, physically, I do confirm my knees by just, to make sure that his word is strong. Amen. Every morning I do that. And my hands also, I just do some what exercise to confirm that my hands are strengthened, my knees also are strengthened. Amen. But now we are talking about the whole thing in spiritual. Praise God. Strengthen hands. Always must, you see, if your hands are strong, they can be lifted up. Amen. If there is life in it. And your knees. Oh, I don't know how long you can stay on your knees. Amen. We need to stay on our knees. Proverbs says something like knee-nology, eh? Amen. We got to get ourselves into a knee-nology. Praise the Lord. Always on our knees. And when you are on your knees, definitely you are praying. Amen. So we want to. Now, Lord, where are we now? And then from the scripture we just read, it's giving us an assurance. He said, even if there is a fearful heart, he said, be strong. Fear not. Amen. This is something that is for our youth, our children, ourselves, who need to, as parents, needs to encourage them that look, fear not. Amen. Fear not. Be strong. Fear not. That's what we need to encourage them now. Because he said, God will come even with vengeance. If the enemy try, he will come with vengeance. Amen. Amen. And God with a recompense, oh, he will come even and save you even when you are being in a situation that you cannot do anything. And of course, we can't do anything. Always, it is him. Amen. Amen. So we need to let the children know, fear not. Just be strong. And it takes what? Faith. Praise the Lord. And look at what the Lord promises that he will do. The eyes of the blind shall be opened. We are talking in spiritual terms. Amen. Spiritual. Praise God. Because many are what? Spiritually blind. Amen. So the eyes of the blind shall be opened. Praise God. And the ears of the deaf shall be what? Unstopped. Oh, if there are too much wax, spiritual wax, everything will come out. You will come to that understanding where Jesus always said, blessed are your eyes, blessed are your ears. Oh, praise the Lord. Nothing can stop the word of God coming to understanding because you have ears. They that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And you will hear it. Amen. Because it comes with life. He said, then shall the lame man even leap as an hart. Oh, glory be to God. And the tongue of the dumb shall sing. Praise the Lord. All in the spirit of wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert. Oh, we will never lack. Amen. We will never lack. We will never experience anything like, this is a dry moment. This is a dry moment. But my brother, my sister, when we are coming on that, when there is a dry moment, oh, he's still there. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You see, it's a parched ground shall become a pool and the thirsty land spring of water. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Then verse 8, it said, an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. No. Amen. So that's our topic tonight. The way of holiness. That is where the Lord now, after Avoca. Angel, you heard it. Amen. Avoca, they are all correct. Amen. So after, what next? What next? We now on the way of holiness. That's what we are coming on tonight. We are now put on the way of holiness. Amen. It said, the unclean shall not pass over it. No. But it shall be those, the wayfaring men. Oh, yes, sir. Those who are traveling, those who are pilgrims, those who know that there is no continuing city here, praise the Lord. But they are seeking another city whose builder, whose has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. See, wayfaring men, see, we are traveling because we know this is not our place. Amen. That highway is for only those wayfaring men, those who are ready traveling because they know that this is not home. We have a better home somewhere. Amen. So after Avoca, we are now on a way of holiness. Amen. So he said what? Lift up, and then we read Hebrews 12:12. Lift up
the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. This quote, I want to read it once again. Praise the Lord. I really love it. Amen. I want to read it again. From Then Came Jesus, Jeffersonville, 1957. When someone asked the prophet, he said, Brother Branham, does that mean anything when I raise my hand? Does it mean anything when I raise my hand? Then look at the way how the prophet answered. He said, it just depends on what you meant. Why you raise your hand, it will depend on that. That means the motive behind why you have what raised your hand. Amen. Because when I'm doing exercise, I can raise my hand. Praise the Lord. But the hands that you have raised, what is the motive behind it? Amen. Said it depends on that. Then the prophet said, do you know when you raise your hand, you defy every law of science? Amen. When you raise your hands, you defy every law of science. He said, do you know your hands are supposed to hang down? See, your hands are supposed to hang down because gravitation holds it to the ground. Gravitation holds it to the ground. Praise the Lord. You see? And so, he said, when you raise up your hand, you defy every law of science. Now, he said, you know, when you raise your hand up, that it shows that there is something supernatural in you has made a decision. Praise God. Because gravitation, we see your hands are down. Hey, my brother. And that's Satan. Satan always wants your hands to be down. Praise the Lord. He always wants your hands to be down. And what we are talking about is all about what? Prayer. He wants your hands to be down. That's what Satan wants. And so if you are able to raise your hands, you defy the law of science. You defy Satan. Spiritual gravity. You defy it. Amen. Because there is something supernatural in you that has made you to do what? To raise your hands. See. Something that's not natural. Something that's not scientific. A spirit that's in you has made you break gravitation. Because you always your hands. This is the way it has to be. And so if you raise it, amen. It's a supernatural that is in you that has taken that decision for you to raise your hands. It is not you. Amen. When you go down on your knees to pray, my brother, you have defied Satan. Amen. Raising hands is all about what? Prayer. So when something tells you to go down on your knees and pray, it is no more you. It's a supernatural that is in you that has defied all what Satan, prayerlessness that he has caused upon you. You defy it. Amen. And you do what? He said, the prophet said, it's a supernatural being in you raising your hands towards God of heaven and saying, I now accept Jesus as my Savior. Amen. See, you know, it's a spirit in you doing that. You cannot do it yourself. My brother, if you are able to go down on your knees, not someone telling you, let us pray. Praise God. But you go down your knees and pray, my brother. He said, it's a supernatural being that is in you that has defied all what Satan is what holding you on to. Amen. You have defied what? Spiritual gravitation. And raise up your hands towards him. Amen. He said, that's what it means. The difference between what? Life and death. Amen. Life, when you are able to raise your hands. Death, when your hands are what? Are all down. Amen. So now, we are now on the highway. Amen. Highway of holiness. And the Lord said we should be strong and fear not. The prophet said the worst thing that the devil can put upon you is fear. Take notice of that. Amen. The worst thing the devil can put upon you is fear. If you can, I said, even if you had a cancer and didn't fear and believe God, he will heal you. You wouldn't be too bad in a shape. Amen. Even if it is cancer. Oh, my brother, and you fear not. Amen. He said, and believe in God. He said, you will be healed. Amen. My brother, in this house, we have many, many testimonies. Praise God. One testimony is my wife seated over there. You all knew where she went to. Amen. And then the family decided, said, no more medicine. Those medicines that the doctors have given to her, we don't see anything. No more medicine. Oh, praise the Lord. And the first 2 days, my brother, it was worse. It was worse. See the fear. See what the devil does. Bringing fear that, you saw the medicine, you see? Now that the thing has become what? Worse. He said, yes. We will stay on that because the prophet already had made us to understand when that devil is going away. Oh, he has to do something. Oh, praise the Lord. And after that 2 days, oh my. My brother, too much I'm telling you, instant change. Just like that. See the hands of God truly. Amen. Instantly. Changes instantly. Hands that were shaking like this. I mean, oh my. Oh, thank God that he's still alive. Amen. He will never, he's always alive. Amen. And as he lives, we also live. Amen. He said, God will take care of that. We are on that highway. God will take care of that. If you are sick, whatever be, he said, fear not. Amen. So fear is one of the worst things Satan can place upon you, a person. He said, I've tried to prove by scripture that a man that is born again of the kingdom of God has nothing to fear. So as our children have come back, they have nothing to fear. Amen. Because now they are in the kingdom of God. They have nothing to fear. We got to encourage them that way all the time. Look, you have no cause to fear anything. Amen. James. Willie. You hear it? Hannah, you hear it? You have no cause. And that's how you hear it. You have no cause to fear anything. Michael, you hear it? Praise the Lord. Come here. You hear it? You have no cause to fear anything. Praise the Lord. Oh, now you've brought to your head. Your name? Tabby, you have nothing to fear. Praise the Lord. You are now in the kingdom of God. We are on a highway that the Lord has provided for us. Amen. You are absolutely safe, secured in Jesus Christ. That's where you are now. Amen. Because Jesus promised that all the Father has given me, I will not no wise cast out. As now you are in the hands of God, He will never cast you people out. No, sir. He said, no man can pluck them out of my hands. He said, he that heareth my words, because he said, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. Amen. You will never come unto any condemnation, but you have passed from death unto life. Amen. He said, he that eateth my flesh, that's what you went there to do. You went there to eat his flesh, drank of his what? Of his blood. That's what you went there to do, isn't it? And you heard his word and believed unto his word also. Amen. So he said, even when you go to sleep, amen, I will raise you up in the last day. Amen. No, but he gave a warning here. He said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Amen. Amen. See? You are sealed. Amen. As last Sunday, we were talking about shelled and sealed. Some people are, some people weren't shelled, but now they've come out from the shell. Amen. And now they have been sealed. Praise the Lord. Amen. So now we are on that highway. Now let's listen. Look at the way how the children of Israel is a type of it. When the children of Israel left Egypt, they moved away from a place where they were before. And now they were what? On a way. Oh, hallelujah. They were on the way to the promised land. That's the type that we are on now. Amen. The youth have left their tents in what? In Egypt. Amen. They've left everything behind in Egypt. They are now on their way. That is where they are now. That's where they are now, my brother, my sister. And so now let's see God's way, God's path. Oh, praise God. Said, when the children of Israel, they came out of the land of Egypt, they followed God's path. And it led up to what? The Red Sea. It's strange that God will lead his path up that way. But his path went through the sea. Amen. So, youth, children, listen. When the children of Israel left Egypt, the prophet said they were now on what? God's path. God's highway. Praise the Lord. A highway of holiness. Where, he said, the unclean can never tread that place. Amen. And now, God leading them by the pillar of fire, by the cloud, the pillar of cloud, leading them. Oh, praise the Lord. Then they came straight toward Red Sea. But where is the way? See where God's way can lead you. God's way, God's path can lead you to a Red Sea. Amen. But the prophet said, his path goes through the sea. Amen. But when they reached there, they didn't see any what? Any way. They didn't see any path. But the way is there. Oh, praise the Lord. And that's why he said, fear not. Fear not. You come to that junction. You come to a place. You are on God's highway, but you come to a place. You see that there is no way. But the way is there. Oh, hallelujah. Just wait on him. Never panic. Never fear. Just hold on, wait on him. Because as long as you are in his will, oh, my brother, my sister, just stay. Raise your hands. Lord, I am in your will. I'm following your highway. Your highway of holiness. I'm on your way. I'm on your path. But I don't see any way, but I know that I am on your path. I'm holding. I'm waiting on you. Praise God. Amen. The path led them to a sea. Amen. So, that if the church tonight will only follow the pillar of fire and the Holy Spirit, you will reach Canaan. Amen. As sure as anything, God has a way and a provided way. So now they've come to that Red Sea. There was no way. But when they waited on him, look, the prophet said, if they had decided, there is no way, let's go upstream. Let's go upstream. Maybe that place, the river will be what? The sea will be so small where we can cross. Let's go, let's go. You have missed God's way. Amen. You have missed God's way. Stay. As long as you know that you are on the highway of holiness, stay there. His road or his way passes through the sea. You stay there. He will open that Red Sea. He will open a path for you to go through because his way goes through the sea. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. He said, there's two ways a man can go. There's two ways a man can go. And that his own way and God's way. And that's the right way and the wrong way. And your way is always the wrong way. And God's way is the right way. And you can't be in your own way and in God's way at the same time. You see? So you got to get out of your own way so God can have his way in you. That's right. God makes what? A provided way. Amen. So youth, children, listen. Stay on God's way. Amen. Stay on God's way. Praise the Lord. Anything that you are taught in school, you know is contrary to the word of God, or what a friend would tell you contrary to the word of God, already, listen, there is something in you. Amen. You've got the Holy Spirit. When it is wrong, you will know it. Don't accept it. Amen. Let it go far away. Praise the Lord. That's not what God's way. That's not his holy, way of holiness. That's not it. Don't go that way. You hear, children? Don't go that way. Don't follow it. Said God always has made a provided way. Sometimes it doesn't lead to pleasant things. You see? God's way sometimes will not lead you through always a pleasant. Oh, no. It will be always pleasant. Eh? That's what the prophet is saying. Sometimes it doesn't lead through pleasant things. Sometimes it goes through the hardships. But it's God's provided way. Amen. God makes it anyhow. Praise God. See? So it has to take you through a hard way, but that is God's way. Stay there. Don't try to find another route. No, that will be your own way. You stay there. That hard times, that difficult times that you are going through, my brother, as long as you are in his will, amen. Just stay there. The way is still there. You open it. Amen. His way goes through that place. Some goes through fire. Some goes through water. Some goes through deep trials. But all through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. You surely come out. Amen. Uh-huh. The three Hebrew children, we all know already. It was fire. They went through it. Did they die? No, God made a way for them. Amen. So today, the prophet said, my brother and my sister, there is a way provided for men and women, that's through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died yonder at Calvary. And through his blood, we have remission of sins and can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost as approval of God that he has accepted us into his Son, Jesus Christ, safely secured. Amen. You are safely secured. Amen. The prophet said, do you believe that? That you are safely secured? Amen. That's God's way. The only way. Amen. That's the only way. The way of Christ. That's the only way. He said, it isn't Methodist way. It isn't Baptist way. It isn't Presbyterian way. It isn't Pentecost way. It isn't W Christian Fellowship way. Amen. But it is what? Christ's way. Amen. Christ's way. God's provided way. His God's provided sacrifice. He's the Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh, and the Jehovah Manasseh. Amen. See, the brother, when Abraham offered Isaac, he called the place Jehovah Jireh, that the Lord will provide himself a sacrifice. There it is, the Son of God. Amen. God always makes a way of escape. Amen. God will always make a way of escape. Now, let's listen to an encounter the prophet gave here about a small girl, and he said an old infidel. Now, the prophet said, little children, are you listening? Because this is for you. He said, a little girl was going down the street one day. She said, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there was this an old infidel, someone who doesn't believe in God, sitting over in the corner and said, what's you so happy about, young girl? Oh, Jesus just saved me, the girl replied. Oh, Jesus just saved me and filled me with the Holy Ghost. And I'm so happy. The man said, look, what's that you got in your hands? He said, my Bible. He said, do you believe that? He said, sure. Are you listening? Do you believe all of it? The girl said, all of it. Said, do you believe the story about Jonah? Say, yes. Do you believe that actually that a whale swallowed Jonah? Yes, sir, I believe it. He said, how are you going to prove it? Any other way besides your faith? How are you going to prove it? Then the girl said, the little girl said, when I get to heaven, I will just ask Brother Jonah. Amen. Amen. Then the man said, ah, what if Brother Jonah is not in heaven. Then the girl said, then you will have to ask him. Oh, you understand? Praise the Lord. If he's not there, then you will have to ask him. Because I will be in heaven, so you want to tell me Jonah will be in hell, and so you will be the one to ask him now. Oh, praise the Lord. For me, I'm gone. Oh, hallelujah. If Jonah will not be in heaven, he will be in hell. And so you will be the one to ask him. Oh, praise the Lord. If Jonah is not in heaven, he's in hell. And so for me, I'll be in heaven. Amen. So you will be in hell to ask Jonah. Jonah, was it true that a whale swallowed you? Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, the girl gave a very intelligent answer. Oh, God bless her. See. Amen. That if you reject God's way, you've got to go to hell. You have to. See? It's the only other way. So you are in one way or the other. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, after Avoca, children, now you are on a highway, a way of holiness. Amen. Where he said, the unclean can never pass that way. It's only you. That place has been prepared for you. So now, your journey now, my youth, my children, your journey now is on a way of holiness that God has provided for you. And there are what? Do you meet some difficult? The way can take you through what? It can take you through difficulties. It can take you through trials. It can take you through many things. Challenges. Amen. But all, it is true what? Christ. Just look unto him. Amen. Never allow yourself to be taken over by anything that is contrary to the word which your Sunday school teachers have taught you, what you have heard from the pulpit. If it is contrary to it, never ever accept it. Amen. You know, in the wilderness, if you remember, another God's way, where he took them to, he said, he led them into the spring of Marah. That's bitter waters. He said, isn't it strange that God will lead his children through bitter waters? You see? But then, all God's along the road. So the road that you are in, that way of holiness, all these things are part of what? The road that you are going to, you are treading on. Amen. I'm coming to a close. But he said, he is always there. Wherever you reach, whether it's through bitterness, through hardship, he said, he's always there. Amen. The remedy for the bitter waters was standing by the bank. Amen. The way of holiness led them to bitter waters. But the remedy was standing by the bank. So he's always there. Amen. Brethren, our journey through this way of holiness, we will come to all these things. But he said the remedy was just by the bank of that bitter waters. Amen. At which we know Moses cut one and threw it into the water and it turned to sweet again. Oh, hallelujah. So God's provided way, he's always there. Amen. And so he said, when you get sorrow in your home, go meet Jesus. Got sickness in your home, go meet Jesus. Got heartaches in your home, go meet Jesus. If you got need for anything, go meet Jesus. Go meet him, he's always there. Amen. So, lift up all hands that are what? That are feeble. raise them in prayer, he's always there. He said, he's got all the remedy. Everything is there. So no matter trial we go through, difficulties we go through, he's there always with a remedy. If he isn't got the remedy, he's got the cure. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. So to just close, that we haven't finished, but just to for our time, Jeremiah 6:16. All that we can see is that thus saith the Lord tonight. Amen. Stand ye in the ways and see and ask of the old path. Where is the good way? Amen. And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul. Amen. You must look for that old path. There you will find the good way. Amen. And where is that old path? That old path is where the old-time holy man walked through. And that is what? Faith. Praise the Lord. Faith. Amen. Faith. Faith. God, Richie, bless you for this evening. We aren't able to, but you have now know where we are now. After coming down from Avoca, the Lord has put us on a way of holiness. We are journeying now. Amen. And his highway can take us through what? Difficulties. It can take us through problems and all those of things, but it is still his way. When we meet a sea, the road is still through the sea. Mountains, the road is still through what? The mountains. Praise the Lord. As we wait for our precious brother Vlad to come and lead us a song so that we can make it for tonight. So that's where you are. Praise God. There is no much time. I'm coming on that. I wanted to show you a small image. Amen. You couldn't make it. Can it be possible? Yeah. If it can be possible, then let's leave it. When God gives us another time, I'm going to preach on that. Amen. The moment, the last hour, the moment of the last hour that we live in. Amen. God bless you.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I am the Lord. Trust in thee, O Lord, I put my trust. Be still, and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God.
Of the truth. As now, we have left Egypt. Our youths, our children, they've left Egypt for good. Amen. They're never going to go back that place. But we have heard this evening that the path of God, this holy way, a way of holiness, that they were following with the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud leading, it led them straight to the sea. But praise be to God. The path of God truly went through the sea. And we know how Moses that day encouraged the people stand still. Just by the song that we just read. It says, stand still and see the salvation of God. So God's provided when no matter. As the prophet said, he's always standing there. He is always there for the remedy. If the remedy is not there, he has the cure. Oh, Lord, we thank you. So this is what we need to encourage our youths, where they are now. Now they are on the way of holiness, as we have read from Isaiah 35:8. We being the wayfaring men, knowing very well that this is not home. Egypt is not our home. So we are on the path of the Lord now. And no matter what comes our way, as long as we remain in the will of God, as long as we believe unto his name, then we know that whatever comes our way, it is still the will of God. And we know that the remedy, the cure, is always there. Let us instill this inspiration in our children and in our youth that is not going to be all easy. This is the time even Satan would try to come, as even Egypt came behind the children of God. But as they came in like a flood, the Spirit of God raised the standard. He's that same God. He's that same God. He will always raise standards. His Spirit will raise that standard. Even when the enemy will come in. Because now that you have left the camp of Egypt, they will chase you. They will try to discourage you. But always remember, you are on the way of holiness. And his provided way, he's always there to take you through. The only thing is that, let us strengthen, as he said, let's strengthen our hands and make sure that our knees are strong. Amen. And we should not fear, because he is with us. Amen. Though we shall walk through the valley of shadow of death, we will not fear evil. He said, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they will comfort us. We call our precious brother Wilmo to come and close us in prayer.
Let us pray. Our heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you again, Father, as we come to the end of this service. How thankful we are, Father, that we have such opportunity to come into your house in the middle of the week, to sing songs, meet with the saints of like precious faith, and hear the preaching of the word. Father, it is the preaching of the word that you have chosen, Father, to speak unto men and to show us the way, even as we have been shown tonight, Father, that now we are walking on the way of holiness. The sinners cannot enter in there. And Father, even as we walk in it, Lord, though we be fools, yet we shall not err in it, Lord. So long as we follow thy word, Lord, be merciful now, I pray unto us, Father, that we may continue to walk in this way of holiness, O God, following every scripture, Lord, every line, every way that you say it, Lord. May you help us, Father, that we may take heed unto thy word and walk in this way. For at the end of this way of holiness, there is a destination. Amen. There's something there, O God, that we are hungering and thirsting to get to. And it is the land of Emmanuel, the land that is filled, Lord, with goodness, yes, with the streets of gold. Father, the place, Lord, that no amount of imagination can never do it justice to know what it is like. The land of peace, the land of love, where there is no troubles, no sickness, no nothing. And we are on our journey marching to that land. Help us, Father, that we should not turn to the left or to the right, but that we walk with our eyes set up, Lord, to that promised land, O God. Be merciful, O Father, Lord, even unto these children, the young people, Lord, that we are now walking with, Lord, that we're not walking in this way, but have taken it up, Lord, to walk in this way. May you help us, Father, that we be fellow pilgrims with them, to encourage them, to show them the way, O God, that we be not stumbling blocks, Father, but that, Father, we will be stepping stones, O God. Be merciful and grant them grace, for the enemy will try, Lord, O God, to try and scare them out of the way. But, Father, as we have heard, he has no teeth and he cannot scare us, for the one that's in us is greater and mightier than him, O God. Amen. So help us tonight, Father, even as we go back home, each and every one of us, Lord, going back, Lord, to be about our businesses tomorrow, Lord, about the things we have to do for the remainder of the week. We just pray for your strength. We pray for your wisdom. We pray, Father, for your hand of protection. Amen. Be merciful, O God. Father, bless, Lord, our brother Maxwell, standing in the post of duty faithfully. Restore strength unto him, Lord, and bless his family. Praying tonight, Lord, for our sister Angel. Lord, O God, you know the desire of her heart, Lord. May you grant unto her, Father, O God, and remember her kindness unto thy people in serving the children, O God, in Sunday school. We pray, Father, that, Lord, you would remember her, O God. Bless our brother Nathaniel as well as he goes for his hearing tomorrow. We want to commit him into your hands. Lord, may you grant him wisdom, O God. Father, the wisdom, Lord, O God, that would astound those that are opposing him, O Father. Lord, we pray, O God, that you go with our brother. Remember also, Lord, his kindness unto thy saints. Lord, even unto this house, the way he has fixed it up, Lord. Father, it could only be by your spirit. So we pray that you bless our brother. Be with us now as we go home, Lord. We pray that you strengthen us, Lord, that you heal the sick tonight, O God. Father, remembering our pastor, you be with him also and his family. May you watch over them, O God. Father, we commit the saints into your hands, that when we would come on Friday, help us, Lord, to march a little further along this way of holiness, O God. We ask it for your glory. May you be glorified tonight, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord. Yes, give us our marching out song. No, any song that can close us.
Yeah. I'm gonna stay right under his. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood.
way the devil can do me no harm. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can do me no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil can do me no harm. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can do me no harm.